WTBQ.
All right, good morning, everybody. This is Jim Mazzetti, and this is The American Dream. Welcome. We're here every Tuesday from 10 to 11, and just a reminder, this show is sponsored by Miles Wealth Management, which I am a proud partner in. My father started 38 years ago, and kind of reminder to everybody why we started this show, as we do every week, is that there's so many entrepreneurs out there, but specifically in Orange County, is why we decided, hey, let's go out there and get everybody an opportunity. It's is an entrepreneur. Anybody who wants to be an entrepreneur, give them an opportunity to come on the show, tell us how they did it, why they did it, and why they can continue to do it. Get up every morning and try and make it happen for not only themselves, but their family and their community they serve. And then a couple of quick things here. Just remind everybody that the Winslow Therapeutic honoree dinner is next. I think it's the 25th, which the honoree this year is my father. And we're pretty proud of that. And Winslow does an amazing job here locally here in Warwick, serving the community with people with disabilities. And I mean disabilities from all walks of life to the people that are quadriplegics to some other disabilities, learning disabilities and so on and so forth. They use it through, they do hippotherapy with horses, which is an amazing thing to see. And I urge anybody that would like to take a look at it or needs those services to contact Winslow at winslow.org. So with no further ado, I am welcoming our guest today. Eric, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, Eric is a local entrepreneur here. Been in Orange County for a little while.
Yeah, about 7 years now.
Is that right?
Yeah, 7 years.
And what drew you to Orange County?
Oh, my current wife.
There's always a reason for something, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. That was one of the main attractions that drew me to Orange County.
So, Eric, give us a little background on you came here about seven, 8 years ago.
7 years ago.
And your wife was the main reason, the driver to bring you here, and then you saw an opportunity, obviously.
Absolutely. She was the driver. Actually, she was the driver to make me stay here in Orange County because it was only like a 3-month plan, and then I met her, and we started dating. And, you know, one thing led to another, got engaged, we got married.
And the rest is history.
And the rest is history. We just had our first child, 3 months old now, so everything is working good. And then I met an existing owner of a couple of Verizon Wireless Zone stores in Orange County. And we got together and started working together and just took the business to the next level. And, you know, have 3 stores now in Orange County, 1 in New Windsor across from Kmart Plaza on 32.
Okay.
1 in Newburgh in the Mid Valley Mall next to Price Chopper, and our newest store in Montgomery in the ShopRite Plaza.
Wow. Holy cow. And how long ago did you start those up? About 8 years ago?
Actually, the whole business is 10 years now.
Okay.
Yep. New Windsor was the first store opened, and this is our 10th year anniversary celebration going on.
Hey, think about it. I'm just trying to think about how popular cell phones were 10 years ago, but I guess we were all on the telephone plan at that point. It's just kind of exploded since there.
Absolutely. When I first came on board, it was about the slide keyboard, and it was actually, you were actually touching the buttons.
Then
about 3 years in, when the first Android came out, then things started getting serious.
I bet.
And now your phones basically control everything you do from a day-to-day day-to-day business.
No, everything. Yeah. Everything you do, everything you go, you name it. It's how we track our children.
Absolutely.
I put that tracker on for my kids so I know where they are.
Think about it. You leave the house and you forget your sunglasses. You're not going to turn around and get back your sunglasses.
No.
But you forget your cell phone. I guarantee you're going to drive back 20 minutes to go pick it up.
I can't tell you how many times I do that.
See?
You can't avoid it. You got to do it. You can't live without it.
Yeah, it's become part of life.
You say most business, we have a few representatives that work for us, and I tell you, we're finding, obviously we have to have the office number, but I find more times, 9 out of 10 times, that our representatives give out their cell phones as opposed to the office number, because that's what they're attached to 24/7. And I think it's like anybody, right? That's how we communicate via email, via text, you name it. And it's a part of your life now. There's no way of getting around it.
Correct. And it's more of a personal touch also, because when, you could give the office number, you get a machine, possibly. I'm not sure. But
sure.
If you give them your cell phone number, they can contact you directly. You know, they're not talking to a machine. And like you said, you do have the cell phone attached to you. But that personal touch, you know, that's how you build those relationships.
You're there right. We'll get into that a little later. You're right. And but that's what it's about today. You know, yeah. You know, one thing one of the things you mentioned that point is that we thought it was very important in our office anyway, that we saw that a long time ago where you push one for this, two for that, three, and you lose that personal touch.
Right.
In our office, we have Roseanne Wanamaker that's handles our phones for us every day, thank God. And we found it makes a big difference. And I think that, you know, touching that point, you know, is the personal touch, the customer service. People don't want to talk to machines.
No, they don't. They don't want that 800 number anymore. They want your personal number.
Yeah.
Because you're the face behind the brand and the business.
So kind of jumping back here, so you opened up, you got three stores now.
Correct.
And that wasn't probably the simplest thing in the world, but you saw the growth and you actually took the leap of faith, so to speak, to do it. What challenges have you gone through trying to get that? What was the impetus to do it?
It's technology. Everything in the future is technology. So you have
and
to
you saw that.
Exactly, because now you're not only do you see the technology part, but you also see the brand. Verizon Wireless is a strong brand, and they have a lot of things happening. And it's a company that has a lot of longevity to it because, again, you buy a cell phone today, they're coming out with a new one 2 months from now, right?
Yep.
And now your current cell phone is old technology. So technology is always getting better and better and better. And what better way to do it than into a cell phone? You have your cell phone, you have a camera in there, you can control your television, your car. So there's a lot of things you can control with your cell phone, all in one device.
Yeah, it's changed the world, as we say.
Oh, yeah. For a lot of good reasons.
Sure. I don't think anybody today that has a cell phone can imagine a life without one now.
Yeah, especially even the ones with the basic flip phones, right?
Right.
They take that jump.
That's my
leap
mother,
of faith. Exactly, because now it's, all right, I can communicate with my grandchildren. I can communicate. We can do FaceTime. We can do this. It's about getting them comfortable with that smartphone, right?
Right.
They don't want it. Some people are afraid of change. So what we do.
Very resistant.
Yeah,
change.
Absolutely. But when you hold their hands and you guide them through it and you give them good reasons to switch and you know that they can always count on you for being there for them to help you, you know, help them with the device.
Right.
They'll make that change very quick.
I think it goes for all businesses, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely.
I mean, helping people through that process, explaining it every step of the way and making them feel comfortable before they make any move or any purchase for that matter.
Absolutely.
And that's not the simplest thing in the world. Would you agree?
I agree. I agree.
But it is what we do. It's what drives us every day.
Absolutely.
Could you imagine yourself, we actually talked about this briefly off air, but could you imagine yourself not working for yourself at this point? I'm sure there's days as we all go through. Yeah,
absolutely. There's definitely days where you can actually, you know, think about that, but it's the employees that rely on you, right?
The families
that rely on you and your customer base. It's their connections into the community. Of course, you could have connections to the community in any which way, whether you work for yourself or not, but it's those ties that keep you going. You wake up in the morning, what challenges you're going to face, and then...
You never know what you're going to face.
No, you never know. You never know. So every day is a surprise.
That's right.
And then sometimes it's just more surprises than others. But.
Then you count it on, for sure. And but it's also, you know, at least we're in somewhat, you know, it's funny, we talk about this, I guess we're somewhat in control of our own destiny.
Yeah.
And we do make the decisions whether we keep going or not keep going.
Correct.
But it's also... It's life in general, quite frankly, right? I mean, this is the things we, you know, we get up every morning and we make it happen. Sometimes we ask ourselves why, but at the end of the day, when we go home, at least when I go home, I can say, I go home tired. I go home generally satisfied with what happened for the day, sometimes thinking about what's going to happen for tomorrow. But, you know, in most cases, though, very, very gratified on the people I've served and how we did it and how our team performed for that particular day or week or so on. And those are the things that need, as an owner of business, those are the things you take pride in.
Yeah, it's actually a really good thing to take pride in. Because once you open those eyes in the morning, there's your bonus. Well, at least, right? And then you start your day all over again. And then you start, again, it's every day. It's something different.
Yeah, I call it, sometimes it feels like Groundhog Day. But
more days than others.
Yeah, but. No kidding. Well, listen, this is Jim Mazzetti with The American Dream. We'll be right back here with Eric Maldonado.
Hey, Mike, I have good news and bad news. Good news is my son just got accepted to college.
Hey, congratulations, Bill. That's great news. What's the bad news?
We don't have enough money for his college education. I don't know how I'm going to tell him that we can't afford to pay all 4 years.
Listen, call the people at Miles Wealth Management. They helped me with my financial planning, and now I can afford my son's entire college tuition. To tell you the truth, for the first time in my life, I feel like I'm truly financially secure.
That's exactly what I need. Now, how do I get in touch with these guys?
You can call them at 845-651-3070, and their website is mileswealthmanagement.com. They're located right in the Village of Florida.
I'm calling them as we speak.
Miles Wealth Management, LLC is an independent SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Miles Wealth Management and its investment advisory services are offered independent of Signature Investors, Inc., and any subsidiaries or affiliates.
Hi, this is Dick Robinson. Will you join me for 2 hours of the Great American Songbook every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock right here on WTBQ Radio, worth listening to.
American Standards by the Sea.
Hi, this is Peter Feller of A&T Healthcare, your one call for the finest in home healthcare. Tune in every Thursday at 10 a.m. to hear the latest news on everything health-related, because your health does matter right here on WTBQ Radio, worth listening to.
WTBQ.
Welcome back. This is Jim Mazzetti with The American Dream. We're here every Tuesday from 10 to 11, and my guest today is Eric Maldonado. I said that correctly?
Yes, that's correct.
Eric is an entrepreneur here in Orange County, and got his started his entrepreneurship by opening up a few Verizon Wireless stores, and three of them, to be a matter of fact. But I think one of the things that I realized about you, Eric, when I was kind of doing the research here, Nick Napa was doing research for me, and then I kind of followed up on it, is that, you know, one of the things that you kind of, one of the attributes I think to maybe some of your success here is the fact that you know how to go out and be active. And I mean by be active, be in every place imaginable, all right, to meet people, make relations, and get your name out there on what you do and how you do it. And Eric sits on, I can't even go through all the things he's said here, Adi, but he sits on Hospice, Orange Sullivan County, the Hospice organization.
Yep, Hospice.
Which is a great organization.
Yes, it is.
Orange County Chamber. You've been a member of the Chamber for many, many years.
Yep, I sit on both boards.
And you sit on both boards, currently, correct?
Currently, correct.
And, you know, kind of not to always give plugs out to Chamber of Commerce, but they're an amazing, not only resource, but organization. I mean, I've helped more entrepreneurs and more small businesses, and even large businesses in our county, get recognition and get the resources they need. And I think that a lot of people, if you're out there thinking about making this leap of faith into the world of being your own boss or self-employed, you know, these are the kind of the resources I would highly recommend kind of taking a look at and taking advantage of, because they're your best ally. Would you agree?
Oh, absolutely. Totally agree. And, you know, they're your voice for a lot of things. So even, you know, that's how we got our startup, was through the Orange County Chamber. When I moved up here, I really didn't know anyone.
Really?
So when I started with the young professionals, that's how I started to get to know businesses and everyone involved in the whole community. And from young professionals, I was able to, you know, learn and grow and branch out into these other community organizations and know what it was like to actually have the community feel what it's like to give back to the community. And by sitting on these boards for, you know, Hospice, the Inspire Foundation, and the Orange County Chamber, I was fortunate enough to meet a lot of great individuals and mentors.
Good point there.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't learn in a vacuum.
No. No, even like with the young professionals, right? So here's an example. It was 21 to 40. But growing up, my mentors were way above 40. So why would I cap a young professional group at 40 when mentorship is one of the greatest things you can give a group?
And without question.
Absolutely. So I remember one of my oldest young professionals was like 78.
Is that right?
It was the greatest thing. Showed up to one of our first mixers, and it was the greatest thing, because you can't deprive a young professional mentorship. Knowing what I know now, I would never want to be deprived mentorship, because it takes you a long way. Makes you think differently, because I still don't have all the answers. So yeah. I embrace when somebody has advice, mentorship. Even the founding owner for the three stores currently, right? Bill Sestrom, great mentor. We worked well together. We learned a lot together. And, you know, you can't put a price on that. That's just some valuable stuff. So when you see an opportunity for that, embrace it. Mentorship is key.
Yeah. I mean, you can't learn those lessons in school.
No, I'll be honest with you. No, you cannot.
All those lessons.
Yeah, there's nothing like hands-on. And you learn from, you know, people with different experiences than you. So right. The more you learn, you just put it together, break it down to your own science. At the end of the day, you'll know what works and what doesn't.
And a lot of that is, I hate to say it, folks, but a lot of it's trial and error.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, if we had all the answers, if this was a, like, you know, they call these turnkey businesses, if it was that simple, everybody would be doing it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Give me five more.
Yeah. I'll take them on. And how many employees and all the fun stuff that goes along with that.
Yeah.
But I think that's a great lesson for anybody who's listening out there, any business owner, or any individual out there is don't be afraid. Be open-minded. You know, take in anything and everything you can. Advice, mentorship, and then make it your own, obviously, right? Don't be afraid to put your own twist on it, make it your own, and then lead your business down the right road. But it's, I tell you, what a challenge. Would you agree? I
mean, definitely. It definitely is a big challenge. It's a big challenge, but you have to keep doing it.
Yep.
Keep doing it. Don't be afraid to do it. Go out there, talk to as many people as you can. Just, even when you're starting off with a business mixer, you get anywhere between 40 people in the room to 125 on a normal mixer.
Right.
You know, work the room. You know, don't spend, you know, 1 hour with the same individual. Try to work your way around to meet as many people as you can and attend every event because, you know, people like to do business with who they like, they trust, and they respect, right? So the more you get to meet individuals, the more you'll be able to gain their trust, build that relationship up, and gain future business. Everything is about the longevity of the business. Instant gratification is great, but your business has to survive in the future.
Correct. And I think that instant gratification is very rare.
Yeah, very rare.
And I think it, kind of your point kind of emphasized a little bit more, especially with these mixers and these activities, anything that's going on where other business owners are getting together and you can learn from them and draw from them. But the point I kind of really want to drive home here is it's the consistency that's important here.
Yep.
It's not the one and done. I'm going to show up to one mixer and expect that I'm going to meet all the right people. I'm never going to have to go back again. And my business is set forever. Yeah. You know, and obviously you can just hear in my voice that obviously it doesn't work. But more importantly, you know, people want to do business with people that are real, I feel, real, genuine about what they do and how they do it. And people tend to work with people. Would you agree? Brands necessarily get all the business. They certainly help you get awareness. But I think beyond that, I think it comes more down to the individual.
Yeah, I agree. It's the face behind the brand.
Right.
You know, the brand is, it could be major. So such as Verizon Wireless, it's a major brand. You can get it anywhere. But our face behind the brand actually, you know, puts a little twist on it, right? Because it's more personal. It's more about, you know, how we're going to service. We get it from the community. We give right back to the community.
Right.
Right.
And it's you know, and it's, again, it's a driver. I mean, yep. It's listen, that's why people come back and do business with your particular store as opposed to a different store. Because everybody has a choice, whether it be in financial planning or in cell phones or in cars, you know, automobiles. Everybody's got a choice. And generally, when it comes down to, I don't think it's all, and I think today, and this is another mistake I think a lot of entrepreneurs make. Everybody, they think everything is so driven by the price tag. And I got to tell you, I don't think that's always the case. Obviously, it's a draw, especially in, you know, some of the economies are tough. You're trying to do shave here and shave there. But at the end of the day, you know, I think a handshake and knowing that you're going to back what you say and what you do is a key to any small business.
Absolutely. It's a key to small business, and it's a key to building, again, another aspect of building that relationship.
Right.
You know, if you're going to do something and you say back to price, people will pay a little more just to get
the
elite service, right?
Right.
We don't want a bronze service or a gold service. We want a platinum service. We want someone that we can count on and it's going to take care of us. And for that, you'll pay a little more.
I think people are happy to do that.
Yeah.
As long as they know, you know, they're going to get that concierge service.
Yeah.
Right.
VIP treatment.
Yeah. And everybody wants to feel special.
Absolutely.
I mean, you, me, anybody. I mean, you know, anybody you talk to today, they want to. You don't want to be a number.
Yeah.
And I think that's equally important. Anybody's, you know, thinking about their own business out there. If you're going to serve the masses, just remember, you know, you can't get to the masses without serving the first customer, and doing it right.
Yep.
Right.
Absolutely.
Any other thoughts that you give, like when we're staying on the customer service thing, that you would give advice out there for businesses?
So again, it goes back to the whole customer service thing. If you can get the customer service and give 110%, right? And it doesn't mean, you know, it can be created in many different ways. And I can go on and on and on and talk about it.
Right.
But again, your customer service is what's going to be your build or drive. And again, I'm really big on the relationship aspect, because relationships is dissected. And one of the major pieces is customer service to building that relationship, because you want to put your roots in and really grow that relationship as strong as you can.
For as long as you can.
Absolutely.
You know, and also give the confidence to people you're going to be there tomorrow, not just for today.
Exactly.
You know, we're talking about, and we're gonna bounce out of here in a second, but well, actually, we got in a couple of minutes here. But I see some of the challenges I see today with small businesses, and we were talking about just kind of off air before, with some of the legislative and regulatory changes coming down the pike on the raising the minimum wage to eventually $15 an hour.
Okay.
And then, you know, I think it affects every business, may affect every business differently depending on the industry you're in. You know, the businesses like a Penning's Orchard or something like that, you know, that's a big hit for mom and pop. And I think, you know, it may prevent a lot of startups from actually taking that leap of faith, knowing what their increase is going to be. But you hit the point right on the head when we were talking about it. You said you'd actually be willing to pay that number, and if not more.
Absolutely. The way it has to be justified. So the $15 an hour, especially in this, for our business, it's just that the ROI, the return on investment, has to be there. Is the individual going to be worth the $15, right? What are we going to get out of, what's that job description for that $15?
Right.
So at any time, a job description can change. So if you're going to be paying $15 an hour, then the job description can change in order to say that, okay, all my employees get $15. And if they do, you know, X, Y, and Z on top of that, they can even get more on that.
You can incentivize them.
Exactly. So everything is earned and redefined to say, okay, if it goes up to $15, what's the description? How can we maximize and capitalize on that?
Right.
And we do it as a company. So it's not just for, you know, the very top. It's for everybody, because when the company does good, the employees do good. So it has to be a team effort.
That's a huge point. And it's got to be team effort. Because listen, if we don't all do well, none of us do well.
Exactly.
Right. It can't just be for the top or the elite. And I think any small business owner out there knows that. They have to know that internally without question. Because you can't, sometimes it's very difficult. If you want to grow a business, it's very difficult to do it by yourself.
No.
Eventually, if you want to get any kind of growth out of it, you're going to have to make that leap and actually hire somebody.
Yeah, it's like a sports team, right?
Right.
You don't win a Super Bowl by yourself with just the quarterback. You need the whole team in order to pitch in and win that Super Bowl, right?
Right.
So a company works the same way. If you have everyone on board and everyone sees what the objectives are and what the vision of the company is, you can succeed and then, again, make everything back.
And thank God for it, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, listen, I love the fact that you have these three stores and you have a bunch of employees. How many do you have?
A total of 12.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's plenty, trust me.
Yeah, that's plenty. That's plenty.
Because listen, I mean, one of the things I think we find is as business owners is dealing with our employees. And listen, you can't do it without them. But depending on the level, you know, you become almost a tight little family. Yeah. And sometimes you know more about those people than you want to know.
Oh yeah.
Thank God they're in your corner most of the time.
Yep, absolutely.
Right? It's a lot to be said. Well, listen, this is Jim Mazzetti with the American Dream. I'm here with Eric Maldonado, and we'll be right back after this.
Mike, I have good news and bad news. Good news is my son just got accepted to college.
Hey, congratulations, Bill. That's great news. What's the bad news?
We don't have enough money for his college education. I don't know how I'm going to tell him that we can't afford to pay all 4 years.
Listen, call the people at Miles Wealth Management. They helped me with my financial planning, and now I can afford my son's entire college tuition. To tell you the truth, for the first time in my life, I feel like I'm truly financially secure.
That's exactly what I need. Now, how do I get in touch with these guys?
You can call them at 845-651-3070, and their website is mileswealthmanagement.com. They're located right in the Village of Florida.
I'm calling them as we speak.
Miles Wealth Management, LLC is an independent SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Miles Wealth Management and its investment advisory services are offered independent of Signature Investors, Inc., and any subsidiaries or affiliates.
Hi, this is Veronica Vero Barrow, the president of the Sugarloaf Chamber of Commerce, inviting you to join me and my guest every Tuesday at 11:30 a.m. to learn everything Sugarloaf on WTBQ, radio worth listening to.
Hey everybody, this is Rachel Ray. Join me today and every weekday with Rach on the Radio. I'll have tips to save you money, celebrity chit-chat, and of course, food. All from the kitchen table of our Emmy Award-winning show, Rachel Ray.
Weekdays at 12:30.
WTBQ Weather.
Sunshine and a little bit warmer this afternoon than it's been, with a high into the upper 70s. Tonight it'll be clear and comfortable with a low in the upper 40s. A little cool by morning. Then to Wednesday it'll be mostly sunny and warm with a high around 80 or so. Fair to partly cloudy at night, heading down into the upper 50s. And Thursday, mostly sunny, very pleasant day with a high in the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Tony Salimo from the WTBQ Weather Center.
WTBQ.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Jim Mazzetti with the American Dream. Remind everybody, we're here every Tuesday from 10 to 11. Meeting with and talking with entrepreneurs of Orange County, which are my kind of people, to say the very least. I love them because they get up every morning and do what we all want to do, is try and make it happen for themselves, their family, and their community. I'm here with Eric Maldonado, who very active in Orange County, in many, many places, whether it be from the chamber, that he sits on the board, and hospice, and God, there's a million other things that you do here. But I think that leads back to this, the fact that we were kind of talking off here, is activities is, I think, is what begets business. Would you agree?
Absolutely.
And I think those lessons that you kind of get out there on as we're talking about it, that if I got to talk to any young or any business owner, not mm-hmm. young, because listen, I have an entrepreneur that's 62 years old, was in my office last week. And he just left his job to start his own business at 62. And I said, man, do you have a set? Unbelievable. God bless you, taking this leap of faith at 62.
Well,
But he said, listen, when am I going to do it? Am I going to go through life going woulda, shoulda, coulda? Or am I actually going to do this when I have the means and the knowledge and the desire? And I think that should be a lesson to anybody out there. I mean, it's when are you going to make the leap, so to speak? And but to that point, he had a plan.
Okay.
He thought it out, obviously, very, very, very diligently, and made all the right, at least most of the right moves, getting to that point to make that decision. But not every entrepreneur makes that decision. Sometimes they think it's a great idea, and they kind of take it and go, okay, I'm just going to throw it out there and see what happens. And I hate to tell you that it's probably not the smartest move. Would you agree?
You know what? It's the fact that you tried it, right?
Yeah.
Because if you don't go out and you don't try it, because it even goes back to, I'm sorry, it goes back to inventions, right? You want to invent something and you have all these great ideas, but you never move forward with it. And
right.
then somebody else comes out with it and you're like, man, I should have done it. So if you have an idea and you really believe in it and you know, true to your heart, you have a passion on it, go for it. If it works, it works. At least you can say you tried it,
right?
And but when you try it, you got to give it 200%, right? Because then you'll know that whether it worked or it didn't work, you were able to fulfill what you wanted to do. Not back to would have, could have, should have.
Right.
So, you know, at any age, 62 is the new 40, right?
We hope.
So I hope so, right?
Right.
But, it's good to give it a chance. If you're really passionate about something and you truly believe in a product or a company or an idea, pursue it. It's worth the investment because it feels good if it's very successful.
Right. And I think some of the advice I've seen and what I've been reading lately is that one of the things I look back and I think businesses that I kind of work with and kind of coach is, sometimes before you take that leap, and I think this is the biggest thing, that all businesses, I don't care what business it is, there's a sales element involved. And I think that's some of the hurdles that we talked to. I had a gentleman on last week, that great guy, who they do their own maple syrup. And, you know, he had the sales element. He knew that you better have the ability to go out and sell your product or convince your audience in order to, before you go ahead and say, let's set up that plan and see if it works. So, you know, just little pieces. But you're right. I think the biggest regret most people have is that they just didn't do it.
Yeah.
You know, but you don't have that regret. You obviously have made it it happen.
I look great. I made it happen.
Yeah.
So it's still happening. So
yeah, it's going to continue to happen. It better, right?
I hope so.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
Well, let's, you know, we're kind of good. The other thing we're talking about off air, and this is kind of a, you know, because we're not, you know, public correctness is not the design of this show. It's kind of telling you the way it is for all businesses out there. And, you know, I at one point owned a ski area in Tuxedo. And some of the biggest challenges I found were the employees. Can't do it without them. And for the majority, you know, they're your biggest advocates, their biggest supporters. But there's some challenges involved. Would you agree?
Oh, I absolutely agree.
It's not simple.
Yeah, it's not simple. It's not simple because, again, you rely on them, right? You rely on the doors to be open or the ski lodge to be open at a certain time and things to be done, right? So without that, you have no company. So nowadays, it's just finding the individuals that want to work, want to see the opportunity, embrace it, and earn the money. And I use the keyword earn. Because, you know, for
instead
us,
of take.
Absolutely. For us, it's just that we pay for an opportunity. So we offer a great opportunity to make a lot of money when it's earned. We won't give it to you, but we want you to drive and earn for it. We give you the tools you need to make it.
And giving you the place to come, the people that are come dramatically, they come right to your store.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think that's one of the nicest things about the business that you're in, one of the neater things you have about your business, is that everybody wants or needs a cell phone, but Verizon does a great job of doing that marketing for you.
Exactly.
And people, you know, that are in business for themselves, that marketing piece is key, but it's not simple.
It's not. And then your marketing is, you know, it's mass marketing.
Right.
So, you know, for us being a small business, it's just how does that marketing apply to our three stores in Orange County, right? Because again, our stores is we're the premium retailer franchise for Verizon Wireless.
Right.
And how do we get them to shop with us?
Right.
Right. So,
and how do you distinguish yourself from every other Verizon store?
You know, for instance, we have a program. It's a before and after hours program where for local businesses, we'll open the store as early as 5 a.m. for you, as late as 11 p.m. for you. Right.
Wow.
It all depends on your needs. That goes back to that VIP treatment. What can we do to cater to our community and the local business owners? Because you'll get a lot of businesses that they're busy all day and every day, and they don't have the time to wait in lines or go to the store. So we can do something like that, or we actually go to them and we set up shop at the business so they never have to step foot into the store.
Oh, that's interesting.
So it's just little things like that.
That's different.
Yeah.
But that, you know, that obviously distinguishes you differently from any other store that's out there.
Yeah.
And how did you come up with that idea, by the way?
Well, you look at it this way. You figure this. It's a VIP treatment. So if you go to Atlantic City, you go to Vegas, what do you like, right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't like waiting on lines.
No.
Right? You like your own separate area, so you're not congested with everybody else. You like your own, when you have your bottle service. So opening at 5:30 or 11 p.m. for a customer is kind of like having your own bottle service, right?
Yeah.
You have your own little private time. It's all yours. There's your VIP treatment. We go to your office. We set up shop. Similar situation. There's no lines. It's your turf, your property, and we can just set up shop right there.
Well, there's some good lessons for anybody who's out there. You know, make sure you're different.
Yeah, make sure you're different. Make sure that you go above and beyond. Everything is about, again, it's the customer experience. It's that wow factor. The wow factor is what's going to keep them coming back and sending you referrals. Referrals are a big thing for us, or for any business.
Any business.
Yeah,
a great point.
Absolutely.
You know, we all work so hard to go out and get new business.
Yeah.
Right? And I think a big mistake that a lot of businesses made, and we battle this like any other company, is, you know, once you have that client, you need to keep that client and do everything you can to make sure they're continually happy and service them, like you said, with the VIP treatment, because they are special.
Yep.
The reason, you know, they've entrusted whatever they're doing with you is because they obviously found there was a relationship made.
Yep.
We see the same things the same way. And you need to keep that a piece of it. And, you know, that business that you have inside for any business, I think, and you'll say the same, that begets more business, because that referral business is a lot better than trying to get somebody to walk off the street from the get-go.
Yep.
How important is marketing for you, would you say?
Marketing is very important. And again, marketing can come in many ways, whether you have radio, newspaper ads. For us, it's more of the face-to-face, right? Okay. Being at the events. Like you said, I'm at everything. I'm at events 4 or 5 times a week. It's just about meeting new individuals, getting to know different businesses in the area, and a personal thing, because, you know, you can put an ad in the paper and it's just that, okay, the ad's in the paper.
Right.
But I go to an event and I can meet 5, 6, 7, 8 people in one night, and then right there you start building, right? So it's kind of like a pollination type thing. You go,
interesting,
you know,
yep,
pollinate the location, get your seeds growing, make your roots strong, build those relationships.
It isn't rocket science, is it?
It isn't. You just got to be likable and just have that conversation and talk and really stick to it. Consistency. Like you said earlier, yep, you know, today, it's just that's what it takes. That's what works for us. And right, it works for many businesses. If you have those relationships, it's solid. It's not golden. It's platinum. It's strong. So that's
it. And again, I think it goes back to just be real.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, I kind of skipped over the employee thing a little bit. I kind of want to hit a little more on this, is that, you know, we look to hire people all the time, or, you know, we look for good individuals, as you do. And I think every small business does out there. And I think one of the challenges that I'm seeing on a regular basis is the and I'm not sure I want to paint this a broad brush across the entire spectrum of the human race here. But there seems to be a lack of drive. Some of the younger generation, actually not even younger generation, I think some of the people here today I'm meeting with are just looking for this let me punch in and punch out mentality. And I tell you that, you know, that is doesn't help any business go forward, right? And that doesn't help your career. So if I'm listening out there, mom and dad, do me a favor, you know, make sure Johnny gets up and goes to work, and because not only is it a good thing for him to learn, but he's going to work to actually, the employer is expecting him to show up, right? And if that employer does not get that personnel to show up, he's got to find somebody else. And that hurts business, and it helps, that hurts continuing to grow the business, which allows businesses to hire more people, produce more product, pay more taxes, et cetera, et cetera. So that's my little kind of rant for the day here. it just kind of goes on and on, but the things that I've seen, it just blows my mind.
Yeah.
And contrary, you were talking about a young man that's in your shop who's just 17.
17 years old, and the kid is amazing. You would think he was 17 going on 40, which was amazing. Work ethic, comes from a family background where, you know, his family owns a business, and his mom works for a large law firm in the area.
Okay.
And his work ethic is just amazing. Comes into work 15 minutes early. Just the precision there is amazing.
It comes from mom and dad.
Yeah.
I hate to say it, folks. It comes from you and me. These days of letting, you know, the schools raise our children and give them the morals and ethics that we're all hoping for down the road, it doesn't exist. It comes back to grassroots here. So, again, I'm going to keep going on this, but I tell you, I look back and I'm so proud of you know, my children and what they're kind of growing up to be. And you have a new baby here, just brand new out of the box,
yeah,
right?
3 months.
3 months.
Yeah, it was 3 months on Friday, so.
That's huge.
Oh, it's great. Best feeling ever.
how has that kind of affected, you know, your kind of mentality towards work?
It's definitely taken a little shift, but again, it's, you know, it's a temporary shift only,
right,
because you're trying to embrace, you know,
it's
each
all new.
Smile, everything is new, correct. So you figure, you try to, how can you juggle everything you do with having the newborn and not having to miss anything, right? Because they just grow so quickly and quickly. Everyone says, you know, they grow really quick. You know, you can, you know, spin around once, close your eyes, and the next thing you know, they're asking you for the car keys.
It's true. It's true. And you hear it all the time, but I'm here to tell you it's true. It's neat.
Yeah.
But, you know, those things that you kind of inspire, and we were talking about today, about the learning how to get up every morning and work hard. And those, you know, you're obviously going to give those traits and those lessons to your young.
Absolutely. At that, and then on top of that, it's giving back to your community.
Yep.
You know,
very good point. Let's not gloss over that.
Yeah, giving back to the community is great. Again, when I came up here 7 years ago, it's just that I've learned what it was to give back to a community like this. Mm-hmm. And Orange County has been really good to us, and this is why I do what I do. And I sit and I serve on these boards and these committees because it's my way of giving back.
All right. You know, and I think that's, there's so many great businesses out here in Orange County, and the reason they do it is that, you know, they generally like to do it because business, you know, when we do well in business, it's a byproduct, really, right? It's because it's of all the good things you do, and it comes back to you. It comes back to you in tenfold, I think. And the fact that you sit on so many boards and do so many good things, it just helps, actually, your own, besides helping business, obviously, but it helps you as a person.
Yes.
Do you agree?
I agree.
These are neat things out there, to say the very least. So, folks, we actually, unfortunately, we're cooking through time here,
Look
Eric.
At them.
You know that?
That's
unbelievable. So when we come right back here, I'm here with Eric Maldonado. This is Jim Mazzetti and the American Dream. We'll be right back after this.
Mike, I have good news and bad news. Good news is my son just got accepted to college.
Hey, congratulations, Bill. That's great news. What's the bad news?
We don't have enough money for his college education. I don't know how I'm going to tell him that we can't afford to pay all 4 years.
Listen, call the people at Miles Wealth Management. They helped me with my financial planning, and now I can afford my son's entire college tuition. To tell you the truth, for the first time in my life, I feel like I'm truly financially secure.
That's exactly what I need. Now, how do I get in touch with these guys?
You can call them at 845-651-3070, and their website is mileswealthmanagement.com. They're located right in the Village of Florida.
I'm calling them as we speak.
Miles Wealth Management, LLC, is an independent SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Miles Wealth Management and its investment advisory services are offered independent of Signature Investors, Inc., and any subsidiaries or affiliates.
Listen for Almanac and your host, Paul Tesoro. Almanac is proudly brought to you by Central Hudson Gas and Electric Corporation. That's Almanac, Monday through Saturday mornings during the 9 o'clock hour. WTBQ.
This is Sister Anna. Listen to The Garden of the Child, a story discussion time with students. Story develops listening skills and imagination. Saturdays at 11:10 a.m. on WTBQ.
WTBQ.
Oh, we're back. This is Jim Mazzetti from The American Dream. I'm here with Eric Maldonado. And again, we're here every Tuesday from 10 to 11. And, you know, I always kind of goof this up, but if there's anybody who's listening out there that wants to call in and ask a question for me and my guest today, please do so at 651-1110. That's 651-1110. And we welcome your calls. We appreciate anybody that kind of gives us any feedback. And if there's anybody who actually is listening out there that wants to come on this show and be a guest to kind of explain, you know, give us a little insight on how you did what you're doing or what you want to do, please do so and reach out to us either at 845-651-3070 or reach me at, Nick Napo at mileswealthmanagement.com or mileswm.com. Sorry, Nick, if I goofed that up. That's your job. You're the market guy. Marketing guy, I should say. So, Eric, I'm back here, and we were kind of talking off air here. And the neat things that you do and the things that we're, you know, let's go back to it. The reason we're here today. Right, we just had 9/11 passes.
Yes, we did.
And you know that is always a difficult day for I think most anybody here in Orange County because I think everybody can remember where they were when that went down. Me especially, I'll never forget it. But it brings us back to the fact that you know this is the greatest country in the world, and it's the greatest country in the world because we fought for our freedom. Would you agree?
I agree.
You know, the reason we're allowed to sit here and talk today openly and freely and do the business we do is because these great soldiers and Americans, patriots, sacrificed their lives for us to be able to do this. And you have a great event coming up here.
Yeah, December 6th. It's the Hudson Valley Honor Flight. So the Hudson Valley Honor Flight, they take World War II veterans out of Stewart Airport, fly them down to Washington, D.C. for the day, feed them, they bring them down to the memorial, they shuttle them back, they fly back, and they just get this welcome home thing that is just an amazing feeling.
As they should.
As they should, right? And December 6th at Anthony's Pier 9, they're doing the Lunch of Honor. Last year, it was just, it was amazing. I attended the event. They had over 600 people. It was just a great feeling to see our veterans there having a great lunch, just dancing. The band was a great swing band. It was a real good time. And this, you know, this year, December 6th, you know, we're asking a lot of companies to get involved because the veterans, when they fly down, they don't pay anything. You know, if you're a World War II veteran and or you know of a World War II veteran, you can contact, I'll leave my email
address. That'd be great,
please. Or
yeah.
You can go V as in Victor, Z as in Zebra, business at orangecountyzone.com. Again, VZ business at orangecountyzone.com. And I'll be more than happy to send you an application. It's a great organization, and
we should be honored to support these.
Absolutely, and if anybody's interested on December 6th, they're still looking for sponsors for the event. Or if you can't sponsor, please join, and you can find out more information. Please email me, and I'll be more than happy to send you the information.
Thank you for that. I mean, these are amazing individuals.
Yeah.
You know, and I think we go through our daily lives, you know, as businessmen and just citizens in general. Necessarily forgetting, but you know, I wouldn't say lack of appreciation, but we just kind of go about our lives forgetting, you know, about how we got here.
Yeah.
You know, and the reason we're allowed to do what we do today, and why we can move so freely.
Absolutely.
You know, and you know, without question, and take on the challenges, and say the things we say today, freedom of speech, you know, and all the Constitution, which we don't want to get into on this show.
Yeah.
But the you know, thank you for all the veterans that are listening to the show. I personally thank you. I know Eric does, and I know every businessman out there should thank you and honor what you did for us. That said, Eric, thank you so much for being on the show.
No, thank you for having us. And again, may I say something?
Yeah, please.
Store? Yeah. For all the listeners today, for shopping at any one of our three stores, again in New Windsor on 32 across from the Kmart Plaza, Newburgh in the Mid Valley Mall next to Price Chopper, or Montgomery in the ShopRite Plaza, just mention that you heard me on the radio, and when you go in, you'll be able to take $20 off any phone in the store or 25% off any accessories in your store of your choice. So again, you know, go to any one of the three stores from now till the end of the year. I'll put it out there.
Wow, that's generous.
Yeah,
huh?
Take $20 off any phone and just say you heard me on the radio.
Thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
And all those people, remember, there's 28 million small businesses out there, folks. 28 million. And, you know, say 22 million of those are what they call non-employers. So they're just mom-and-pop shops. But I tell you, you know, it's because of those people and the people like you, Eric, that take this risk every day that make this country what it is today. And we're fortunate. We're blessed. Thank you, God, and I don't mind saying that.
No,
that we've been lucky enough to have this opportunity, not only you know here in Orange County, but throughout the United States in general. So you know, with that said, I want to thank again all those entrepreneurs that get up every morning and do what they do. And if you'd like to join the show or be on the show in the future, please reach out to us at nnapo, as he just emailed me over here before, nnapo@mileswm.com. Or please reach out to us and call us at 845-651-3070 and speak to Roseanne, who generally answers the phone each and every time. That's customer service, as we were kind of hitting on before.
All right.
Any last thoughts before we part ways here, my friend?
No, that's it. Again, if you have something that you're passionate about, go for it. Whether if it's an idea for a business or it's an actual product, an invention.
Yeah. Oh, yes. And actually, good point. I'm going to hit that. I'm so I apologize. We didn't hit that. You have an invention. Actually, invented a T-shirt.
Yeah.
For all businessmen or anybody who likes to doesn't want to wear a tie anymore. So please hit
that's
that.
That's right. So what happened was I used to wear. You know, a lot of dress shirts, and I'm just not a big fan of the V-neck or the crew neck shirt, but I do sweat, so I need to wear a full undershirt. So what I did was I actually have a design patent on a men's undershirt that allows you to wear your dress shirts with the option to have up to three buttons unbuttoned without the visibility of the undershirt.
Huh.
Yeah, so.
Now you came up with that just because at necessity? You but
yeah, because my own right. personal need, I used to take V-necks and rip them all the time, and it was just sloppy. So I said, you know what? Why don't I just try doing a design, see if I can get a patent on it? And then I ended up getting a design patent on it, and I started selling them online. So it's kind of like, you know, you had, if I take it back years ago, you had the tube sock, which is equivalent to the crew neck t-shirt.
Right.
Then you had the ankle sock, which is equivalent to the V-neck. So then now you have new V, which is my undershirt, that's equivalent to the no-show sock.
Perfect.
Right? So you still need to wear a sock, but you don't want to show it. So this is what new V does. It allows you to wear up to 3 buttons unbuttoned. It's the option, depending on your comfort level, without the visibility of the undershirt. So you could still wear a full-blown undershirt just without the visibility.
That's awesome. That's have you had any... So where are you marketing?
So right now, it's an online store,
okay.
And it's nu-v-undershirts.com. Again, N-U, N as in Nancy, U as umbrella, dash V as in Victor, dash undershirts.com.
That's fantastic.
And you can buy your shirts online.
So, Lori, if you're listening, you know exactly what I need for Christmas.
They come in white or black. Lori.
Yeah, please. We need them all. And she always complains, talk about, you know.
But again, it was something that, right. again, if I didn't do it and someone else came out with it, then I would have been like, I should have done it.
Right, it would have been that regret.
You know, so my go point was to say, okay, I fulfilled my personal needs, so I could have just made them for myself.
Right.
But the moment I applied for a design patent, it was whether I got it granted or not that I was going to pursue it. And I got the patent granted, and it's actually worked out pretty good. So it's selling online, which is great. And I was even fortunate enough to even go cast in front of the casting crew of Shark Tank.
That's right. Yeah. How did I not? Where were you like 30 minutes ago when we were talking about this, right?
We're talking about community,
know,
right? So community
true.
Is number one. So
I know.
Community is number one. But this is just something that it was a nice experience. And I was, you know, I was one of 500 pitches in New York City that I was able to go in front of the casting crew and pitch. And, you know, now it's just a waiting game, see what happens,
whether it
sticks or not. But, again, when you're down there, I was down there for like 10 hours. What do you do in 10 hours? You just network. You meet individuals from all over the United States that are, you know, having ideas. You know, they currently work for businesses, whether they're self-entrepreneurs or they work for somebody and have these ideas. But it was the experience.
What an experience,
oh,
right?
Absolutely. You met so many people with these great ideas, and you're usually just used to watching the show and saying, hey, that's a great idea. You
right.
got to see this firsthand before anything even escalated. So it was actually pretty cool.
You know, I'm going to hit this until everybody's sick of hearing it. It's activity, activity, activity.
Yeah.
You know, that's what goes out there and makes you aware of what you do, how you do it, and you can't be afraid to go and pitch yourself. That's the bit. You know, that's what you're in business for. You know, to sit back on the sidelines and hope you get noticed, it just doesn't work, folks.
No.
You got to get out and do it.
You're right.
Right? Eric, what a pleasure, man.
I can't tell you,
I can't thank you enough. And again, folks, we appreciate your listening and your comments. So please feel free to go out and reach out to us. And again, this is Jim Mazzetti with Eric Maldonado, my great guest for today. We're here every Tuesday from 10 to 11. And this is the American Dream. God bless and be profitable.